Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with Elise Reid.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. I'm pretty good. Jenna and I just got back from Wellington. We were at the Verb Writers Festival.
How was that?
It was really cool. It was really, really buzzy. So many things to go and see.
It's packed,
Really packed, and just Wellington's so great, you know, it's like the literary capital. So
very exciting.
It was really cool.
Any big highlights of the festival for you?
Yeah, really big highlight for me was Sinead Gleeson, an Irish writer. She's a music critic and book reviewer and anthologist, and she's written a collection of personal memoir essays called Constellations, which is one of my books of the year. I don't know if I've talked about it.
I think you did bring it up here.
Maybe yeah. I was reading it, but I certainly reviewed it for RNZ and interviewed her for the Herald. So she did an amazing session with Kim Hill.
Old mate Kim,
who just was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, that's so great to hear.
Yeah.
Lovely to be able to see somebody whose work you've been admiring, you know, talk about their work as well. There's nothing
Definitely.
More special, really. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What have you brought us this morning, though?
So today I've got a really oddball book called Country, The Twisted Roots of Rock and Roll, and it's by the music writer Nick Toshis, who just died on the 20th of October.
Oh, that's sad.
He was pretty amazing, and it just reminded me of what an amazing and important music writer that
yeah.
he was. He wrote an amazing biography of Jerry Lee Lewis called Hellfire, which has been called by The Guardian one of the greatest music books of all time.
Wow, that's a massive accolade.
It really is. And he did an incredible book called Dino about Dean Martin, which I haven't read but have heard is incredible, and he's written about a sportsman and a mafia-connected banker. So he's sort of he's written fiction as well.
Yeah.
But this was his first book. Have a look. The cover's amazing.
The cover's like bright, sort of limey green with a big pink face of a suspicious-looking country gentleman.
Country gent.
With quite a fantastic shirt on as well.
Yeah. I guess Nick Toshis was very much part of the American new wave of journalism, kind of a pioneering gonzo guy, you know, like Lester Bangs or Richard Meltzer. It was his first book. It was written and published in 1977, 3 months after Elvis Presley died.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of looking at the roots of 1950s rock and roll. And it's really, he's quite a gutsy, wild kind of writer. And this is just loaded with drugs and alcohol and murder and brawling and rednecks. And it is such a juicy book.
Such a cool looking book. Like, I'm looking through the pages now, and there's like comic strips and photos and like little logos and like heaps of aesthetics. Hey.
Yep, definitely. There's There's blackface minstrels, yodeling cowboys. He's a crack-up writer. There's lots of crack-up stories. It reminds me, it's kind of like a country music version of Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon, if that will make sense to anyone. So he's sort of looking at the dark history of country music from sort of honky-tonk hell to rockabilly heaven.
Honky-tonk hell.
I think country music's a really fascinating history because it's so varied, but I think if you're not into it, and I mean I don't have huge knowledge of country music, but it can feel really one-dimensional maybe, and then as soon as you start to dive into it, you just like any genre of music, that's just so false. It's just incredibly diverse.
I think the great thing about this book and anything that Nick Toshis kind of wrote is that he is so skilled at kind of excavating music history. He's a meticulous researcher, and I mean it will definitely set you off on a path to discover amazing music. And it's not, you know, it's not Hank Williams or Willie Nelson or Johnny Cash. In fact, he's actually not that favourite to Johnny Cash. He's going right to the heart of the twisted, weird roots. And there's a guy called Emmett Miller who was hugely influential on well-known people like Hank Williams.
Okay.
And he was kind of a minstrel performer, old-timer, southern swing and jazz, apparently born in 1900, but not much was actually known about him. So if you think you know about country music, think again. And ooh, yeah, this is the book cool to read.
This is, I've just opened it on a page and the chapter is called Stained Panties and Coarse Metaphors.
Yep, that's, wow, that's certainly...
that's the vibe, people. That's the vibe.
There's a bit about Emmett Miller where he sort of says, you know, not much is known about him when he was born or when he died. He writes about a couple of his albums and says, I've never heard this album and nobody else I know has, but it's on Spotify now, so...
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
So you can listen to it. So it's just really good at kind of really activating the crazy personalities behind this music. It's got, like you say, a kind of really scrapbooky style. Read this and read Hellfire, the Jerry Lee Lewis one, The Killer. Yeah, it's really good.
That sounds fantastic. So is this on the shelves already?
It is. It's on the shelves.
That's brilliant. So you can head on down to Time Out and grab yourself a copy.
For sure.
And would you recommend this to people who don't know anything about country music as well as people who think they do?
For sure. I don't know a thing. Yeah. I didn't know a thing at all, but was just hooked in. And I mean, I love reading about music.
Yeah.
And I'll read kind of anything if it's an interesting yarn. And this... it's one of those special books where it doesn't matter if you know about or even got like it. The topic, it will hook you in.
That's awesome. That sounds like a great accolade.
And I hate to say the dreaded C word, but is a good Christmas present?
Great Christmas present for the here music lover in your life.
I feel like...
for the music lover in your life. Probably yourself if you're listening to BFM.
Yeah, very true.
You all need it.
We've just had a text in as well in regards to Tui. Grizzy said that they've got a Tui in their garden that they call R2D2 because of his song. And then someone texted in to say they forgot to vote this year, but the bird of my heart is the Riro Riro, or the grey warbler.
Oh, yes.
Tiny little shy grey bird with a great big beautiful voice.
That's gorgeous.
Very gorgeous.
We're
indeed
so lucky to have such amazing birds in this country.
We are, even in our big cities as well. It's pretty awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Loose Reads.
It's certainly...